Okay, I'm here at HRH with the Voodoo Blood. Who are Voodoo Blood and what is your mission?
Our mission is to take over the world with our powerful, bluesy rock music.
Right. And how would you describe the sound in more detail of your band?
Vaguely upsetting.
Yeah.
Older people.
Dirty, fuzzy, hairy.
Yeah, crazy, screaming, badass. It's just, we were talking in that other interview before, it's just raw energy, pure power. It's just us, we can do what we want, we have total creative freedom, so.
Creative control.
Yeah, we all love blues, and we all love riffs.
And we love playing in a band.
Yeah. It's been described as blues with a shit load of steroids.
Yeah.
I like that.
As in the load of steroids is shit, or there's a shit load of steroids.
Yeah.
In our description, we just had like the normal amount of steroids, but I think a shit ton of steroids, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
And so who would you describe as your influences?
For me, personally, vocal-wise, I love like old blues singers, like... James and
Joplin
is great. Yeah, like I love all old blues music, but our sound's kind of gotten a bit heavier now, and I do a bit more like screaming in the set and shouting and stuff. So I love Lizzie Hale, is like my all-time vocal idol. I just think she's brilliant. She's a great front woman. So
absolutely. And what about the rest of you?
So in terms of like drummers, like my favorite drummers definitely got to be John Bonham.
Oh, okay.
But like, I love like the Hendrix Experience, and like I just love all the blues stuff. You know, like BB King, Freddie King, like Steve Ray Vaughan, Muddy Waters, like all that stuff. Yeah.
My influences, there's a shitload of them, to be honest. I've listened to many guitarists over the years, but the ones that have stuck the most with me have always been the likes of, as I was saying earlier, Steve Ray Vaughan, Gary Moore, Billy Duffy from The Cult. Sick guitar player. He's one I like to mention a lot because, you know, they're not that widely appreciated.
Quite unusual choices as well, some of those,
Well, like, the biggest influence for like rock music and everything is Iron Maiden.
Ah,
Steve
right,
Harris,
okay.
And everything like that, the classic one.
So we've got a good fusion going on across all of those.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hopefully making something unique.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. Like, because we've all got like different influences, it like comes out in the music, so like, you know, like say, Kim and Chris kind of like the more heavier metal kind of stuff, then me and Sean like a lot more bluesy stuff, and then we've all kind of mixed it in together.
Shout out to the emo kids!
So, a little bit of it has been unpacked, but it would help people, I think, to know who you are and what you bring to the party, so if you just want to each say...
I bring to the party?
Yeah, who you are, what you do, and what you bring to the party.
Right. You mean in the band, or just in general, in life and everyday life?
Well,
in the band?
You choose. This is your moment.
Oh, you just want to know my name and what I do?
Yeah.
Why am I so confused by this question? It's easy. I'm Chris, I play bass, and I bring... loads of low end that makes people want to shit themselves.
Wow.
In a good way.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
I'm Sean.
Weird.
You started it.
I did, yeah.
I am Sean, and I bring the riffs.
Ah, right, okay.
I'm Will, and I make the grooves that will definitely make you move.
Okay.
I'm Kim, and I sing and scream, and I bring a bit of craziness into everyone's lives, I think.
Yeah. Now, you guys, you've already played the Royal Albert Hall, apparently.
Yeah,
yes.
We
what
have.
What was that like?
That was nuts.
That was our
fourth gig. It was probably our fourth gig. We'd been a band for about 2-3 weeks or something. And like... It was mad because we got it through like the uni we all went to, and there was like a showcase, and we played a couple of songs there, and then a week later it was like, oh, you're playing Royal Albert Hall, and was like, I thought it was a joke.
To stand on that stage
where
it was
a
so
joke.
Many of our idols have played.
Everyone we just mentioned.
I played that, like, that was just a dream come true. Like, it was amazing. And obviously you set the bar then for, you know, the rest of our lives as a band. We need to set the standards. We've got to be...
Is that little taste of, like, you know...
This is what it
truly
could be like.
Being there, because, like, it's a dream to play at Royal Albert Hall.
Absolutely.
And we did it, and... felt like, you know, like a rock god. I was like, get me some of that. Like, get me some of that.
Yeah, you had to go on there and own it, really.
Yeah.
You just go up there and be like, I'm just going to play a little
tune. No, absolutely. Or why just don't do it?
I think it wouldn't be going too far to call it Make or Break.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, yeah. Early test.
Yeah, very at the very start.
And I think we pulled it off, even though I did wear the biggest heels
and fell over.
And fell over on stage.
But made it look like.
I pulled it off.
This happened to Madonna.
Yeah.
It's none of us knew what was going on.
Yeah. I don't think any of us knew what was happening. I've never been so nervous. I think we all went for about the toilet about 100 times each.
It was good though.
Yeah.
And there was a massive amount of pizza involved, which is always good for the band.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't believe how many bands have mentioned food, I think.
Yeah.
The generation are driven by food.
The food's so bad here that everyone's just really hungry.
Probably true. Are you guys writing your own material?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about, give people a flavour if they haven't heard, you know, we'll try and play some stuff if you're able to provide it, but...
I mean, we've got, like, two EPs out. We've got Anabolic Blues, which is our first EP, and then we have Fresh Hell.
Released a single in between that as well,
Groove Medicine. As well, we are working currently on an album. I mean, because we've got... full creative freedom here, it's just us, like this is it, we can do whatever we want, so we're concentrating on writing at the minute, just putting all of our emotions and all of
we want to make
everything
a proper
into
album.
It we want this to be the best thing we've ever done, and we want people to still be listening to it in 20 years down the line, and we want it to be, you know, perfect.
The writing process is like we all just get in a room and jam ideas, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, Kim might be like, oh, I've got these lyrics and like a bit of a melody, and we're like, all right, then we'd like, you know, build something around that.
Yeah.
Or, but yeah, most of the time it is just kind of going in a room and being like, has anyone got anything there? And then you work from there, just
it's
jam.
It's just raw emotion, jam.
Generally,
you know?
Someone will start playing and then we just get on it.
Yeah, everyone just jumps on that idea.
Like
and then,
the blues?
Yeah, literally, blues style.
Well, that's great. While you're still talking to each other, you're still in the same town. Of course, long term, you'll be all over the world. Sending each other files.
These guys live together.
Yeah, we've lived together for like the last couple of years.
And the video for Bleed was really strong. Tell us about that.
That was a few years back.
You should give our boy a shout though.
Yes, Sam Fenton.
Sam Fenton, who's an incredible videographer. He helped us out with that. Worked really closely with him. I love to be involved with the way things look and the creativity. All of our artwork is done by my parents. They're both graphic designers, so they do all of our
merch.
We work really closely with them, you know, to get everything exactly how we want it to look. I just think that the visual aspect of things is, you know, really important, as well as the music. Obviously, that the songs are the most important thing. But I do, you know, I love it to be a whole package, you know, I want everything to...
And you have to extend that into stagecraft as well.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Yeah, I mean, you'll see our stage performance later on, second stage at 3:55.
I'll be looking a lot more awake.
Yeah, we'll have a few more coffees and we'll be ready to go. But, you know, it's not just the performance that is the performance, I feel like. The whole band needs to, you know, we're a show where we want to entertain people. We want people to come away from our show remembering it. And remembering, you know, the visual aspect of things as well. Like, people remember the logos and stuff, and they'll see it and be like, oh, that's Voodoo Blood, I remember, because it was striking the way that it all looked.
And I saw you last night with Mike Gray, and, you know, it's most important to reach out to the crowd and involve them, and I think you've already got that down. Have you done a lot of live shows already then?
Oh, yeah. We've probably done like nearly 300 shows.
It was Kim's first gig with Mike Gray.
Yeah.
That's Voodoo Blood.
Yeah, we've done like since we started. We must have done nearly 300 gigs now.
We've been going for about 3 years, and we've done like 100 gigs a year.
Yeah, literally like
every weekend.
That's why we're kind of taking time to, you know, to step back and write and take our time with things and truly like plan stuff, because since we started it's been like three gigs a week, you know what I mean, boom, then we've kind of been like, whoa, like maybe we should slow down and actually try and write some songs, because it's very hard to like write when you've got loads of gigs, because we ended up like stop practicing, because we were doing so many gigs we couldn't even practice, so it's like the gig was your practice.
Well, that happens a lot. So you talked a little bit about your long term ambitions for the band, but where would you like to take this
all the way to the top? Like, go for gold.
Yeah, I think you've got to be. You've got to.
If you get this far, you've got to keep going.
Well, yeah. Well, to be honest, like when we talked about Royal Albert Hall before, like when we did that at the very start, I thought, well, we've got to take this somewhere, aren't we? Because it's like, you just make a band and you play Royal Albert Hall, and then it's like nothing. Like, it's gotta be.
And then you just never speak of it.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think we all want to take it there to as far as it can go. You know.
So, what's next for you in terms of shows and new music and things like that? An album, perhaps, or what's happening?
Yeah. So, hopefully next year, that's when we'll hopefully be releasing the album that we've been working on. We're pulling back on shows a little bit, but we have got Facebar Armageddon.
Yeah.
We're playing another HRH. We're playing the metal one next year in February. So we're doing a few shows, but we're mostly going to be writing and releasing bits online. You can follow us on our Facebook page.
It's
just Voodoo Blood. We're on
Twitter,
Instagram, all of that.
Yeah.
And we'll be releasing things on there. You can check us out, follow us, see what we're up to.
All right, guys. Looking forward to seeing you guys for the first time.
Yeah.
And best of luck with your show today.
Thank you
very much. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.